Dr. Cullinan, thanks for making time.
Sure.
What led up to this? I mean, what's the series of events that led up to this?
Well, it all happened very quickly. I was nominated for the presidency at Youngstown State University by someone at another university, and the search consultant reached out to me and asked me to send in my resume. And so I did that, and I did a Skype interview with the search committee on Saturday. And on Saturday afternoon, they called me and said they had whittled the list down to three, and they were inviting me out to the campus next week. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Had you been actively looking for another position before that?
I haven't been looking. This was an interesting opportunity, and I'm excited at the opportunity of going out there and seeing the campus next week.
Obviously, we're in the middle of a lot of very contentious changes here at SOU and in the Oregon University system. Does that have anything to do with your interest in seeking another position?
Not at all. Actually, I think that we had a certain amount of heat in winter, and now we are really on a strong plan moving forward. We have finished our academic reorganization, which was of great concern to people. We ended the faculty bargaining, which was a contentious issue. We now have a final retrenchment plan, so everybody knows what the plan is. And we have a path forward for our governance. It was a strange, challenging year having all of those unknowns out there at the same time. And I am completely sympathetic and understanding that people were concerned and there was upheaval. I was concerned. But now we have a path forward and a good plan for all parts of the university. So, you know, if I were to leave, and that's certainly, you know, not at all a probability, it's a possibility, this university will be moving forward in a strong way.
So you don't feel as though you'd be sort of leaving in the middle of things? You feel like things are settling out?
Absolutely. I feel that things are settled. I mean, everyone isn't happy. That's not that we're all just feeling fantastic. There are lots of challenges still ahead. But much of the uncertainty is gone. We know now that we are going to have our own institutional board in July of 2015. We have finished the academic reorganization, and that has really gone quite smoothly, and there are many, many people are happy about that. And the retrenchment plan, although nobody is delighted that we've had to make budget cuts, at least we know now where those budget cuts are coming from. And we've had some wonderful preview days this year with lots of students interested for next year. We've had lots of wonderful things happen this year, like opening up our new residence halls and starting a new honors college. There have been wonderful successes this year, and they got a little bit lost, I think, in all the uncertainty of last winter.
What's the appeal of moving on to another position at this point? You were approached and said, would you be interested? You know, you could have said, I'm good where I'm at. What's appealing about the new position?
So it's an interesting school that plays a crucial part in the economy of that region, and it has many challenges. And in some ways, although it's a very different economy, it resembles Southern Oregon in the sense that that economy has to figure out what it's going to do in the 21st century, which is some of the dilemma that we faced in Southern Oregon. It's a school that's considerably larger than SOU. It's a school with Division I athletics, and so it's a much more urban environment. So it would be a tremendous change and a challenge. And so I think after 8 years at SOU, I'd be interested in exploring whether that is a challenge for me or not.
You were recently on the receiving end of a vote of no confidence from the Faculty Senate. Did that contribute to an atmosphere where it's harder for you to work here?
Really not. As I say, I think our winter term was one of turbulence and upheaval, and a lot of people were concerned and upset. The spring is bringing some healing to all of us. I've been having good talks with faculty and with the head of the faculty union. Many of the bad feelings that came out from the bargaining and the retrenchment, again, came out of uncertainty. And so as we really have a path forward, I think SOU is going to be strong, and whether I'm at the helm or someone else is, I think there's a map taking us forward, and we're back to really focusing on what we need to focus on, which is student success.
Dr. Cullinan, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.